It's Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
Missouri. Good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
And it's brought to you by the Weber Chevrolet family of dealerships on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
What? You kill me.
What happened now?
So this morning I get here.
What is this?
This was supposed to play about earlier.
What is it? I mean, seriously. You're 40 what?
Three.
You're 43 years old.
With a 21-year-old daughter.
Uma. You know what that's from, right?
Yeah, the Munsters.
Right.
How about that?
So I come in at 4:30, and we sit out in the lobby until we can get into the studio because we still don't have our lanyards, which is fine.
I don't care.
So you're sitting in your usual position in the lobby on one of those little, whatever you call that, little...
Stool?
Yeah, like it's kind of like a sofa stool. Yeah. And you see me, and you get all excited. You take your headphones off from doing all your silly prep. And you say, I got it solved. I said, you got what solved? And he pulls out a gallon plastic pitcher.
Yep.
Okay, and it's empty. I'm like, all right, what are we doing here? And you said, I have an experiment. And I thought maybe you were going to put some GNC stuff in there and get your testosterone level up or do something. And you went on to explain.
Well, I was with my uncle yesterday, my aunt and uncle.
Such an idiot.
I had to drop off one of his shovels because he was helping me put in a French drain. And he says, I listened to y'all's show. I said, wow, you're the one.
Right.
He goes, well, I got the solution for the stench of the bathroom. He's a plumber.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, obviously he's going to know what to do.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to fill this thing up with water. I said, hot or cold? He said, it just doesn't matter. Sometimes when you have the stench coming out of the stack from the bathroom, all you need to do is go pour a gallon of water right down the middle of the drain.
Okay, so...
I said, come on up, let's go. And you go, no, I'm not, that's crazy, I'm not doing it.
I only use the ladies' room here now.
I told
you. Because there's no risk of, you know, violation, because there's no women in the building this early.
But there's always...
There's no humans in the building this early.
But there is
except
a lot
for the four of us here.
But there are a lot of, there's a lot of dog food in the hall. But that's a whole other story.
Right.
So I went up there. Because I'm excited. I was actually going to video it, maybe do a little Facebook Live and put it up on the website to show everybody what to do. It's like, you know, plumber's tips of the day. So I went up there. I was getting ready to fill it up, and I happened to look around.
Oh, the drain. You mean the drain in the floor?
The drain in the floor.
I thought you were talking about the toilet.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
The drain in the floor is what causes the stench.
Right.
There's no drain in the floor.
Well, is that a requirement?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I'm going to text him here before too long and see if you can maybe help us address the situation. I don't know if he's awake right now.
Come on down and bore out a drain for us, will you, Unc?
Yeah, bring the snake with you while you're at it. Do something with the toilets while you're up there. But I did go into the, you know, I was looking in each of the stalls. There's two stalls and a couple stand-ups and some, you know, a couple sinks from 1939.
Right.
So, but there was the Post Dispatch was laid nicely and neatly in the final stall from yesterday. I always, you know, somebody had something to do.
That's a good way to start off our week. Good morning. Good morning. And you're listening to what? Goldie and MVR Live at 5.
That would be right.
Brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and the family of dealerships, Power 3, Creve Coeur, Granite City, and don't tell me, and Columbia, Illinois.
Absolutely right.
What's up?
How you doing? Right. Yeah. I'll be at Creve Coeur this afternoon.
And we got some new sponsors today that we'll be introducing. Well, not introducing live, but we're going to.
No, we will. We will be doing.
Not today.
GS Pizza's got to come on time.
Today?
Yeah. We're going to call them at 6:30.
Now, isn't that a conflict with the Joe Bacardi's and Papa John's?
And the sports pub. And
the sports pub and the tap. And
yeah, the tap house.
All these other sponsors that we've procured.
Well, you've procured. Well, you'd have to understand they all live within 2 miles of my house, and I've had a lot of free time lately. So.
And you've probably spent plenty of money in these places over the years.
Oh, not so much over the years.
Oh, because you get it free. I get it.
No, not that I get it free. I've usually had to you know, my wife and I and the kids would go other places, and these are some interesting places that you want to go just meet new people.
I understand. And now you're in the meet new people mode.
Yeah, and you were telling me a great story after our awesome experience of Saturday night over one of the locals. It was not that great. But there was a nice lady in there in the serving in there.
One of the employees in the restaurant.
There you go.
Yep.
She was very attractive.
Very attractive.
Very attractive.
Yep.
And I said,
she loves the 6-footer, by the way.
Oh, I bet she does.
Not that way, you freak. Oh. She just found the 6-footer to be, you know, a good match for me.
And after, you know, I left, you had mentioned to me when I talked to you yesterday, you know what she said about you? I said, no, what'd you say?
Well, let me preclude. The entire time that we're sitting at the bar eating, well, we didn't eat.
No, we're waiting for you.
I took my food to go.
Right, and I didn't eat.
Because we ran out of money. So I wanted to take the dough and row. Take the food and go. But the whole time is, hey, what is that girl? She's really hot.
She's really cute.
And she's so friendly and pleasant. And, yeah, and you kept leaning over me to get a better look at her. Now continue with your story.
And then I said, you know, I left. And then I talked to you yesterday. You, hey, buddy, guess what she said about you? I was like, hey, what'd she say? Nothing.
Well,
that happens.
Come on, man. She's like 22, 25.
Ooh, that's perfect.
If you're 22 or 25.
My daughter's 21. As long as you're older than 21, that's good.
Really?
I think that's the rule, isn't it?
I don't know. So what if she comes by with one of her girlfriends that's 22?
Well, that's not kidding. I've watched them grow up. I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
And they have to be somebody I've never seen before.
I understand.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand.
I'm not in the mood right now. It was just nice to have some eye candy to look at.
Okay. And there's not a lot of eye candy at the Ameristar.
There's not.
There's a lot of smoke.
There's a lot of smoke,
and there's a lot of devices that help people walk that have little tennis balls on the legs, from the feet.
I get a kick out of the folks that are actually dragging their oxygen tanks and smoking at the same time.
Absolutely.
Man.
I love that. It's like this. Listen. Excuse me. You got a light?
You're going to die.
That's okay. It's all right. I lost anyway.
Yeah. What's left for me?
So I went in there with a little stack of Ben Franklin's, and not a big stack, but a stack. And I don't know how much you put out there. You don't have to say, but we were done playing without exaggeration. I would say 18 minutes.
I was going to say 15, but you left the table I was at to go because our table sucked.
Right. So I go to this other table. Like every table is jammed.
Except.
And then there's this one table where this woman is the dealer. She doesn't have anybody playing. And it wasn't like they were recounting her chips or that, you know, she was ready to go. And just nobody came to her. So I went up and I said, all right, I'm ready to go. I said, I'm scared to death. She goes, why? She goes, I said, because nobody wants to play with you. She goes, oh, come on. Just let's play. She dealt me 10 hands. I lost 9 and I was done.
Yeah, I like to go big and go home. Either I'm going to win the mortgage or I'm going home.
Well, either way, I like to go home.
Yeah.
Because the longer you stay, the more damage it does.
Assuming you have the money to play.
Right. Right.
So let's go. If you go with a couple hundred, $200-$300, whatever, when is your go home point? At what time do you say, do you play until?
It's all mood.
Okay.
It's all mood.
It's all feeling.
Yeah. It's not feeling. I'm feeling. It's
if I take 200 and I get to 1,000, I'm done. I'll go home.
Oh, see, that's my problem.
If I
take 200 and I'm up 1,000, I'm like, okay, let me turn this into 2. I'm going to turn this into 5. I'm going to turn this into 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy an RV.
I'm going to pay my mortgage.
Right. So, and then, you know, you start betting bigger. Next thing you know, you're looking at the ATM again.
Yeah, I don't. So, I do. It's $10 to take money out of that damn thing.
Yeah, it does.
And that's a good point.
Actually, it's $4.99. But then your bank nails you with a dollar fee.
Is there... Humphrey wanted to know if there's any coincidence that the station's stench started around the time Mark from South County started coming into the station.
And speaking of which, right now in line one is the aforementioned Mark, the psycho from SoCo.
It's 5:15. We need to have a sponsor. We need to have some music. We need to come up with something.
Who would
unique.
Put money behind this guy?
He might. EBT card or something. But no, you really.
Oh, he's going to sponsor himself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He had that sponsor at one time. I think it was the Tobacco Fields of North Carolina or something.
Do the credit card processing machines take the EBT card the same way? Like, will they work for those as well?
He I don't know. He gets the pre-approved for $250 credit cards in the mail.
I got it. Well, Mark the Psycho from SoCo, I just want you to know that you can call as often as you want, but it's $3.99 a minute.
That's fine with me, gentlemen. Good morning.
So I got to go. can we prorate this?
All right, it's your $3.99. What's up?
You're on.
Nobody cares what you boys did this weekend. Don't you want to know what I did this weekend?
Sure. Yeah, well, let me put it in a different light. All right, that's enough talking about me. Let's talk about you, Mark. What do you think of me?
I went through the Main Street Coastal scouring looking for MVR. And I went into this hall called the Old School Sports Club. You guys ever been there?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, I went there. That's where I went. Great place.
Did you ask anybody if they knew MVR?
I saw him there. You
didn't.
That's the point we're trying to get. I think trying to get it.
All right, well, get on with your story.
He was with this
Who was the bigger tool?
The gentleman. Hey, that gentleman bought me a drink. He's a gentleman. What have you done for me, Goldie? Huh? Hey,
by the way, if he didn't buy you a drink, they would have thrown you out of there for loitering.
ironically, that's a funny story.
Anyway, let's talk about Brian Elliott gone. Bye-bye. Finally,
the number nine power ranked goalie in the league.
I take it to know it's true. How are you ranked number nine when he was one of the best goalies all year?
I don't get it. Maybe they're factoring in. Maybe they're looking at the whole profile because he's not a kid anymore. He's 34.
Yeah, they get it.
I'm sure they're factoring that into.
They got a 34th round pick for him. Is that right? And then a conditional pick in 2018.
They got the second round pick, which was the 35th pick overall.
Yeah, overall, not round. I don't think they have.
I didn't say round. I said pick. Did I say round? Round. I meant to say pick.
Yeah. You know,
what's up, baseball?
Get on with it.
I'm trying to talk to you. Just keep blabbering.
Just go.
Anyway,
or go.
They did the right things, like get rid of him. They got rid of salary, and now Jake Allen finally gets. The number one goalie.
Well, first off, they didn't get rid of him because of his salary. They got rid of him because he's a free agent after the year. So you got to trade him.
He pouted because he wanted to be a number one goalie. Well, who goes and tells their boss, I want to be traded as this and that because I don't get to do stuff.
Where do you go? Calgary.
Calgary, yeah. Elliot never. No, you're crazy, dude. You are crazy because Elliot.
He went to the Blues. His agent said, if he's not the starter, he wants to be traded. That's what he said. Yes,
okay,
we got
that's what he said. Let him respond.
But that's not true. That's not what he said. Elliot was the consummate professional at every
turn.
Every turn. He sat there on the bench, even when he got pulled in the finals. He sat there on the bench. They put him back in. He never once complained. The teammates...
Publicly.
No, but the teammates loved him. You talked to any of the players up there. They loved him. They loved his constant professionalism. He was awesome. He never complained. He always took the backseat if he had to. He always supported Jake Allen. And even Martin Brodeur had many wonderful things to say about this individual.
What about his professionalism when he pouted and he went to the locker room after he got pulled? Is that professional?
No, it's not the fact that he pouted. It's that he was pissed at himself for not playing a good game. It's not that he was pissed that he got pulled.
And why wouldn't you be pissed if you get pulled? You want to do well. You feel like you didn't live up to expectation. You come out of a game in a critical series where you've earned everything to been a main cog in getting you to where they got, and then you get pulled. And think at that moment, okay, I may be done for the rest of the postseason. What's your emotion going to be besides make sure there's extra cheese on that pizza?
But yeah,
that's right.
You have to remember though, hockey is such a unique sport because when your defense and your team is now playing well, the number one thing that they do is they pull the keeper to basically say screw you guys to the rest of the team. We're pulling the keeper, putting it on him. And they all feel like they let the keeper down, so therefore, allegedly, the team will step up and play better. And look what happened. The next game, he was back in, and they win.
Right. But the point is that there is no – I don't look cross-eyed at anybody who's upset when they come out of a game, whether it's a pitcher who – you know, whether it was like Wainwright last night who gets blown up. You know, whoever it might be. Nobody wants to come out of a game, you know, outside of having some kind of injury. You want to stay out there and compete. You know, it's not just about competing because you want your team to win. It's also about competing for your next contract. It's also about, you know, just you know, continuing to fortify your career and fortify your craft and get a big bag of money when the time comes. There's a lot of factors in this, so shove it.
And you watch what happens this year with Calgary. He'll have another career year like he had this year. It's a contract year.
You know, and nobody knows.
No.
He could get hurt. He could get hurt in summer camp.
Anyway, speaking of, how about Beachball's Wainwright was thrown up there last night? That was nice on a lovely sunny.
I don't get that performance last night after the way he's been pitching lately. And
you don't get it. Well, I can tell you should get it because Father Time has caught up to him. He's done.
He's done. Then, so he reeled off six or seven good starts in a row, and now he's done.
The whole team is done. And I see these clowns. I see clowns posting that Matt Holliday is going to hit home runs. What? I know an idiot to post that.
Hey! They have a thing. It's called kaopectate, and what kaopectate does is it helps stop the diarrhea. I don't know if you took the kaopectate if it would stop the diarrhea of your mouth. You know that MVR just took his headset off because you were on a ramble mode. That is not how to play nice as a regular caller on the best show in St. Louis at 5 a.m. I don't get it.
He had to go use the bathroom.
No, I'm still here. I had to put him back on. It just gave me a headache. Justin, I do agree with you. Justin from Illinois, they got robbed on the trade. Should have packaged in Shattenkirk. You'll maximize your return. Shattenkirk will still get traded.
Yeah.
You look at the Rangers and the Oilers. They're hot after him.
I'm most curious about Backes, and I know we won't know for another, until next week, but that's
would
the
not
one.
Resign him.
Okay.
Don't resign him.
All right. You know, if it was up to you, there'd be two guys, that show up for the games.
And he'd be the one of them.
Right. No, I don't mean the fans. I mean for the roster.
I know. He'd probably put
his... He sucks. Get rid of him. No, he's no good. Get rid of him. Yeah, get rid of him.
Hey, Colton, let me ask you this.
Yeah, okay.
Since you're so smart with St. Louis sport, let me ask you this.
Such a tool.
How many great playoffs has David Backes had for the Blues besides counting this year? Let's hear this.
All right, you asked the question. That's where you stop talking.
I'm not done asking the question.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was your show. Please
I'm about
continue.
Done here.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask your question, and then we're taking you off. Go.
What is his career goals and points in the playoffs? And it's plus minus.
All right, douchebag. I got to jump in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, have it.
Do you not think that this was Backes' best playoff ever
this
he's
year.
Had this year
this
right.
year
this year right
and it's funny it was a contract year so you're going to sign this guy to another contract where he what going to perform in the playoffs again
what I said was not that the Blues have to re-sign this guy. I said I'm curious to see what happens with him. I'm not promoting that they re-sign him, and I'm not promoting that they trade him. I just want to see what happens. That was a big story throughout the entire playoffs, right. And the bigger story is that I'm taking you off the air. But thanks for calling. Well, not really.
So as he would say, a lot of the Bluesers out there, as he likes to call them, they're kind of, questioning Armstrong what's going on right now, because after the draft, there's not been a lot of stuff really happened. But wait till July 1. But I'm telling you, the best thing that happened this year here for St. Louis.
That the Rams left.
Okay, the second best thing that happened here for St. Louis.
Right.
Five first-round draft picks out of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And you look at this, so many ex-Blues players who come here, even if it's for a cup of coffee, year or two, they love this town. They love the fans here. They love the schools here. And they stick around.
What about this Provel cheese and toasted ravioli?
They get over it. You go from the Kachucks to the McKinnises to the Browns to everybody else that just sticks around, and they still continue to coach.
Deer bacon.
No, they don't have that. That's good, though. Frank Cusimano tells a story one night that it was McKinnis, and I forgot whoever the other individual was.
Big Al
McKinnis, The Hall of Famer, Al McKinnis.
Yeah, of course.
So Frank was going to go do a story. He was doing a story like in the middle of Alton, Illinois for his 10 o'clock Channel 5 show, and he's walking out of the rink like at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I think it might have been Brown and McKinnis that are there coaching these kids in the middle of Alton, Illinois that are, one's a Hall of Famer, one's a really great, well-known player here for St. Louis. But these guys give back to the community unlike any other sport you see in town. These guys stick around, and they assist the organization.
The Cardinal players don't do that?
No, you don't see these guys.
I see a lot of community service type commercials with the players.
But you'll see them doing Cardinal Glennon homers for kids. You see those, you know, getting sponsoring that and helping. But these guys are actually sweating on the, you know, on the skates out there on the ice, helping these young kids. That's why you see the Chaminades, the CBCs, the Oakvilles, the Smets, all these teams out there that are having these club hockey programs just astonishing well.
Yeah, but when you play Oakville, it's a stat game.
That's not true. That's only in football. Okay, Chris Brooks, let's look at your stats. I'll look up his stats in about 5 minutes here.
Look up his stats at Hazelwood East.
Good. You look up my stats at Oakville. It's great. Let's compare them.
Really?
Cheers. Let's go. Game on.
All right. Well, we'll do this. You know, we'll tabulate during one of the breaks.
Yeah. I may have to get an abacus out, though, because that's how long it's been since I've been there.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'll just tell you, I got as many touchdowns as Chris does in the NFL.
In the NFL, yeah.
Yeah, zero.
Okay. No. Well, how about on the only levels that you and he competed at?
High school and college?
You didn't play in college.
Oh, really? Let me Google that for you and show you that.
Where'd you play?
No, let's go to the break.
No,
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. You fabricated all you want.
Really? Google it. Bing it. Yeah.
What position were you at all?
Flanker.
You're a flanker at all of your 5'7".
But I was also a hooker in rugby. That's a real position.
314-880-0808. That is the number here on Goldie and MVR, live at 5. What song is this? I know this song. What is it?
Just watch. Pay attention. You'll like it.
I know, but just tell me what it is.
I like to bother you just because you always yell.
You're so cryptically annoying. Oh, no, I don't
like Park this
song. Yeah, no, that's okay. All right, we'll be right back. We can do trivia later today.
Yeah, we're giving away GS Pizza.
Oh, we got all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of good stuff, yeah. Today's GS Pizza. Yes.
All right. Back to Link Stinkin' Park.
Chat it.